From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Passing of the Temporary and the Coming of the Permanent. The text is found in the final phrase of Hebrews 8, verse 13, Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Although the context is dealing with the passing of the Old Testament ceremonies and the initiation of God's new covenant in Christ, in these words we also see the decay and eventual death of our human bodies, and indeed of this world as we see it. Yet, for the believer in Christ, death is not the end. Rather, it signals a new beginning, exchanging the temporary for the permanent, a dwelling in God's presence. And the passing of the old year signals the opening of vast new opportunities of service for the Lord, whether on earth or in heaven. However, for the unsaved, death and departure signals the beginning of everlasting misery. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Loved to Perfection. The text is John 13 and verse 1. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. This fact is essentially a promise. For what our Lord was, he is. And what he was to those with whom he lived on earth, he will be to all his beloved, so long as the moon endureth. Having loved, here was the wonder. That he should ever have loved men at all is the marvel. What was there in his poor disciples that he should love them? Oh, what is there in me? But when he has once begun to love, it is his nature to continue to do so. Love made the saints his own. What a choice title! He purchased them with blood, and they became his treasure. Being his own, he will not lose them. Being his beloved, he will not cease to love them. My soul, he will not cease to love thee. The text is well as it stands, to the end, even till his death, the ruling passion of love to his own reigned in his sacred bosom. It means also to the uttermost. He could not love them more. He gave himself for them. Some read it, to perfection. Truly, he lavished upon them a perfect love, in which there was no flaw nor failure, no unwisdom, no unfaithfulness, and no reserve. Such is the love of Jesus to each one of his people. Let us sing to our well-beloved a song.
Amen.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts. We want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. In the next issue, Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, presents a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. Also, there'll be a mission focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. We sing the hymn, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Let that be our prayer, because I believe for you as a Christian, as you walk with God, for us as a church, for the free church as a denomination, for the church of God beyond the bounds of this little group of assemblies, to the ends of the earth, the best is yet to be. Let's, and I don't want to get into theological controversy this morning, but let's rid our minds of the defeatist dispensational garbage that all you can expect is for everything for the church to get worse and worse and more impotent. That is not the picture of the Word of God. All evil men will wax worse and worse. But I never read where God withdraws the Holy Ghost from His church. I never read where the Holy Ghost gives up on applying the covenant of grace. I read the very opposite, that to the end of time He will be doing His work, drawing in that great multitude which no man can number. The best is yet to be. And if I understand the prophecy of Joel as it is quoted in the book of the Acts, and as it refers to the very end of the age, that the church is to come full circle, and it will be a purified and powerful and missionary bride that Christ will come for, returning to the full purity and power of its Pentecostal beginnings. That's the biblical picture. Never let the devil talk us out of it. That's the biblical picture for the church. The year is dying, but it's opening to vast new opportunities. Life itself, of course, is temporary. And if Christ does not come in our lifetime, we're going to die. We're going to die. Unlike me, I got over to sleep very quickly and fairly early, around 12:30 last night, this morning. Doesn't usually happen that way on a Saturday evening, but that was good. But after about 20-25 minutes, some hoodlum decided to drive along the road with slowly in one of these cars where the back seat is filled with boom boxes. You know, the big bass thing, and the whole house shuddered. Joan's used to my snoring, so she slept through it. But I was awake. There's only one hope of getting back to sleep, and that's to read myself to sleep. So I get up, and I felt I would get down the first volume of Spurgeon's sermons again and read. I read a lot that blessed my soul. You know, one thing that struck me here was a teenage preacher, just a teenager. And he was preaching in January 1855. He was preaching about how often alone he had confronted death. And he had thought of dying. And he had said, when death comes, it will not be as a stranger, but as a friend. Strange way to talk. Is it? No. Because through death to glory. Remember, years ago I brought to your attention the motto of the Royal Air Force in the United Kingdom, per ardua ad astra. Through difficulties to the stars. For us, through death to glory. Do you remember what Paul says to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5? We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And he goes on to say, to be absent from the body will be to be present with the Lord. He says it's simply taking down the temporary to instate us in the permanent enjoyment of his grace. That's why we sang that hymn that nobody knew this morning. I daily pitch my moving tent a day's march nearer home. I love the words of Paul in Ephesians chapter 2. I love that whole, the whole chapter. It's a wonderful chapter. In fact, I think the book of Ephesians is one of the most glorious things even in the whole of Holy Writ. But in verse 7, he comes to the great climax of God's saving grace, that in the ages to come, he might show to us what? The exceeding greatness of his kindness to us for all eternity. The kindness of God because of his grace. Listen to it. Heaven is forever. Now that's good news for the Christian. What we have here is temporary. This body is our temporary home. These surroundings are our temporary surroundings. And they're decaying and they're ready to pass away. And I want to tell you, when the time comes for them to pass away, there's not a power in the world or a doctor in the universe that will be able to hold back that decree 1 second. But we're going home to glory. We're going home to glory. I mentioned some years back in this pulpit when a very good friend of ours died in Northern Ireland. His name was Billy Kelly. Billy had been a wild sinner in the 1940s, and God saved him. And he made him a blessed saint of God. Now, Billy was never going to be an academic, but Billy had the power and joy of the Holy Ghost about his life, and he did you good to be with him. Like me in his early days as a Christian, he was in the Salvation Army. And though he left the army behind him and for years was in the Free Church and was a lay preacher around the churches, there were certain things about the army that Billy never left, and he certainly never got them out of his system. And one was this. As Billy lay dying of cancer, I remember going to see him. And he said, when I die, I don't want any tears. And I don't want any sad services. When I die, I want there to be singing. I want there to be praise. Because I will not have died. I will simply be promoted to glory. Doesn't it remind you of what Moody said? When you read that D.L. Moody is dead, don't believe it. For I will never have been more alive in my life. You see, it's better on before. Heaven is real. Heaven is forever. And when you think of the replacing of the temporary with the permanent, God taking away that which is decaying and waxing old in order to introduce the permanent, that is good news for believers. But you know, for unbelievers, the passing of the temporary and the establishment of the permanent is solemn and sad news. The passing of another year for an ungodly, unconverted man or woman sounds a note of passing opportunity. And soon you're going to come to the place where you lament, as did the Jews of Jeremiah's day. The harvest is past. The summer has ended. We're not saved. This is a haunting tragedy. Like every other preacher, I have to live with this. To see people grow up under the sound of the gospel. To hear the challenge of the Word of God. To be moved even at times by the preaching of the Word of God. To tramp beneath their feet every opportunity to be saved, every offer of grace. Go on out till they finally reach the place where there's no more opportunity. There's no more preaching. There's no more praying. There's no more witnessing from a godly mother, or pleading from a godly father, or exhorting from a godly preacher. The harvest is past. Summer's ended. It's all over. And they're still not saved. The passing of this year marks the passing of opportunity. It warns of the increasing alienation from God that sinners experience, and it warns of the approaching end of the age. And yet, thank God, we're still in the world. And so it holds out the opportunity to hear and live. Isaiah says, "Hear, and your soul shall live."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.